that they'll think, well, we are just straight out bums. And we went to going up there and singing it. Man, I mean, they'd move over and give you boys a seat. We just old green country boys, but this little school mama thought she was a child out. She was gonna show us some, but she didn't learn us much. We was too old. We was like that old coon, you couldn't learn us new tricks.
He broke my spit wad, she ripped.
Edith Croton was her name. She's one of them that kind of people. I know you've heard the expression. Seen, heard these old boys say it, go by some gal and go along, you know. She just taking a little short step, just prancing and primped up, and they'd say, yeah, the mighty says she don't think, she thinks her shit don't stink.
Yeah.
You heard that?
Yeah.
She was kind of one of them.
That's sure a good expression. That really hits the nail on the head, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, that's about the way it was.
Yeah, if a little kid gets his mouth full and gulps it down, you say, all right, now chew it up before you...
Yeah, you better just go and choke yourself, that'd be all right. Don't be such a hog, boy. Try to take it a little slower, you can make it better.
But you want to be sure and chew it up before you...
That's right, before you try to swallow it.
If somebody's done you a favor, you say you're what?
I'm much obliged to you, but I thank you, mister.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is there anything you want me to do? Well, I can help you anyway, I'm ready.
Would you say you're beholden to him or obligated
well, yes,
to him?
Yes, I'd say that's what a lot of them say, you're beholden to him or something.
How'd you say that man got his logs out of his pasture?
His logs?
Yeah, after the
overflow?
Yes.
Out of his field?
Chunk floater?
That chump floater, well, he drug them out with a tractor, whatever he could. Some he burned, some he just left there the next year. Well, it dried a little better and finally set them afar and got them out. He didn't have a big enough tractor. He'd take the bulldozer to pull some of them out. He didn't have one.
What'd they do? Just float down the creek?
Float down out there in that field, and water would be about so deep, you know. And then when the creek went to going down, they hit the ground, and that's where they stayed. I owe that house across there, our precious ranch house place, we call it. They had a lot of cookwood rigged up there, there's a lot of that left there. And right up to the floor. I mean, it done her right quick. It wasn't over 2 or 3 hours of doing all that. It just come a water spout up through there, and well, I don't know where we were. When we left where we was at, that little Roaring Creek was half a mile wide and it's all over them fields. And we just drove 2 miles. Of course, the first mile we got stuck, but we were 5 minutes pushing out.
If an ant bit you, you'd say the place where he bit did what?
I'd say he stung me.
And then what? The place
swell up, puff up.
Well, that was a good one. When a widow goes to a funeral and wears black, you say she's what?
Mourning.
That was a pretty good one too. And someone might say to her, now everything will be all right, so there's no need for you to